My parents.
Can you recall ever hearing any children use different terms of affection for grandmother and grandfather? Besides grandmother, granddad, grandfather, and grandma, that sort of thing. Any other affectionate ways of saying those?
Well, I've heard some of them say, that's my granny, and that's granny. My granddaddy. And just more than that, I would never, in way of affection, I wouldn't know.
All right. And any other words besides, you say, if you have a son and a daughter, I want you to meet my...
daughter and son.
And one word that would mean all of them, if there are five or six of them, where are the...
The children.
All right, any other words besides children? If they're still in school, they're still quite small.
They say they're children's in school, the rest of the family's gone.
Would you ever call them anything like, or ever heard them called, or heard older people call them the young'uns?
Yes, they're...
What about chaps?
Yeah, that was happening. Yeah, there used to be an old family folk down there close to us, and they'd ride up and they'd say, get out, says, ain't nobody here with me, says, the old lady and the chaps is gone so-and-so. The old lady and the chaps. You go up and probably the old man and the children going off and say, go up and say, where's so-and-so? Oh, says he, the old man and the chaps is gone down to the creek or gone down to the meadow or somewhere.
That's an interesting word to me.
And when one fella down there called everybody kid, everybody don't care whose children they were, anything, he called them kid. You go up and talk to him, even when we go up and talk to him, and he'd say, kid so-and-so. And right my brother woke up, he'd say, kid so-and-so. Anybody else, he'd kept, everybody come along, he'd call him kid.
All right. What about if his name is Robert, instead of calling him Robert, maybe you said Bobby. And what did you call a name like that, that was maybe shortened from or changed from?
We just called him Bob.
And would you say that's his pet name or his nickname, or have you got any other words?
Well, they'd say that's just what they give him, and for short.
For short, all right. And that little thing that that a mother pushes her a baby in is called what?
A baby carriage in them days.
And on the baby carriage there will be four
wheels.
And she might say she's going to take the baby out. What do you call it, don't you?
Or take it out for a ride, or she's going to visiting, and like that. Some of them had little tops to go over them. Some of them had little umbrellas that you opened up and that stood in a stand on it.
For shade from the sun. All right, what if you have, say, four boys, and you want to talk about the oldest one? You say they're all grown up, but Tom is the...
oldest.
All right, and if you want to say he is the most grown up, how would you say that? He is the, of all my boys, he is the...
most intelligent.
All right.
Most capable of looking at a thing.
All right, the most grown up?
If he is the most, calling most grown up, if we would say, in other words, if you wanted to, you could say he's the most capable of looking at everything for us.
And if you have a baby and it's a girl, you say, well, I have a new
daughter.
And if it's a boy, you say, I have a
new son.
And you say, I have two children. One is a
girl and the other's a boy.
All right. And if a woman is going to have a baby, the term that you generally use, you say, she is
pregnant, generally.
And have you got any other ways of saying that, that maybe ways that women used to use, that maybe pregnant was considered not...
considered family way.
A family way. I remember that one, too. Any other ways that were used to say that she was pregnant? Or in the family way. I remember in the family way.
I don't know. If I've ever heard anything else...